This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 158. I am your host, David Guetta, United States Army Infantry veteran, and I welcome you back to another nonstop, heart-pounding episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. So without delay, let's get this show started. It's a good one.
It's kind of one that hits close to home. And I think it hits everybody. I think at one point or another, we've dealt with these individuals, and probably we were that same individual until we saw the light and we saw that, hey, this is not how you lead. This is not how you lead people. This is not how you take care of people. This is not how things should be done. And I'm talking about that rude, no compassion, entitled, talks down to people, snob, belittling, demanding individual. And we know who that is. We've all had one. And typically, leaders, business leaders, alert, this message is for you. I'm not talking about you. And I'm not talking about the frontline staff. What I am talking about is those individuals in the middle. Those individuals that for some unknown reason have decided that, hey, they are just a little bit better than everybody else. And usually it's those people that, are not leaders. They're not leaders. In their mind, maybe somebody told them, if you do this, this, and this, you're a leader. No, it's not about doing this. There's no checklist to being a leader. There's no checklist. Well, yeah, there is. Compassion, empathy, that's where it all begins. But other than that, everything roots from there, but there is no set checklist. Oh, you must take this class. Oh, you must listen to this seminar. Oh, you must watch. No, you got to read this. No, it doesn't work that way. But those are the ones that have that sense of entitlement. Those that are rude, that are demanding, those that talk down to people. And that irks me to talk down to people. That snobbish attitude. They think they're better than everybody else because, maybe they're not. And they're compensating for something. But again, it's nonsense. And leaders, business leaders, you need to step up and recognize that, yes, it's happening on your watch. It is happening in your organization. Think it's not? Mm-mm. Just stop for a minute. Before you enter a room, just stand in the doorway or just outside the doorway and take a listen. See how everybody's interacting with each other, especially those in the middle. Those in the middle, how they're interacting with those on the front lines. Those that are working because they have to work. Those that are working because they need to put food on the table. Those that are working and have to. They have to because the bills have to get paid. And just listen to how they interact with those. And there's individuals out there that will spot those people. They'll know who they are and they'll zero in, they'll hone in on them, and they'll just start working and beating them down and beating them down because they want to extract, they want to exact some authority. They want some misplaced authority. They want to be something they're not. And again, who put them there? I have no idea because it comes in all shapes, forms, and sizes and genders and backgrounds and life experiences, and it happens. But somewhere along the line, somebody dropped the ball and these individuals picked up on it. And as a leader, you have got to take care of all your people, all of them, even the ones that are being rude and demanding and belittling others. And you have got to just take care of them and bring them under your wing and say, hey, you know what? We need to have a talk. You can't shirk that responsibility. You can't pass it off. You as a leader have to have that talk with those people, especially if they want to be there. And obviously they see you as a good leader. And I'm talking from the frontline staff to those middle people all the way up to there, up to the C-suite, up to the top level, the president, the vice president. They see you as a leader and they want to be near you. They want to gravitate to you because they see that you're going to take them places. But every once in a while, it happens. It truly happens. And then that starts breaking down morale. That starts destroying the organization's morale. And then what have you got? He doesn't listen to us. We talked to him about so-and-so and he's not listening, or she doesn't care. She's more worried about, looking good for her supervisor, her boss, but she's not worried about how this person's treating us. That's nonsense. You want to look good? Leaders, you want to look good for your boss? Take care of the people beneath you, all of them, no matter what they're doing. Don't worry about the boss. They got their own boss to worry about. And yes, the bosses have bosses. Think that doesn't happen. Even in a smaller, medium-sized enterprise, the top person, the president, the owner of the company, guess what? They have a boss. You know who the boss is? frontline staff, because if you're not taking care of the frontline staff, they can't take care of the customer. And if they're not taking care of the customer, you've got no business. And yes, it is that simple. It really, truly is. So again, just identifying these individuals, they're usually first-time middle managers. And they get that first taste of power. And we know what they say about power and authority. It corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So it happens. You get a little dose of power, you get a little dose of authority, and boom, there it is. Folks, I've seen it coming. I've done it. I'm going to share that with you. I had a little bit of power, and I am so glad for my squad leader when he saw me exact that power, and he said, David, now, my office, now. He spoke to me and he said, Dave, that's not how you do it. And you know that, because I don't do that. He said to me, I don't do that. What makes you think you should be able to do that? And it opened my eyes. I lasted all of 5 minutes doing that. That was it. And I'm so glad he was right there standing just around the corner listening to me. And from that moment on, that was it. It changed my world. And that perception. But again, you get that little bit of power. You get that little bit of authority, and if nobody's there to check you, it expands and it grows exponentially. Staff Sergeant Williams, wherever you are, I am forever grateful to you because you were there and you saw where I was going and you nipped it right there. You just stopped it right there, right then. And I forever in your debt. Because yeah, you're a great leader, and I saw it and I go, well, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm not even going to begin. You know, maybe I thought, oh, maybe I can do better. But no, it wasn't working that way. And I'm so glad that he was there. And folks, you need your Staff Sergeant Williams in your life. You need it. And that should be the leader. That should be the one that's leading the group. And if it's those middle managers, those middle people, the people in the middle, the first time, they need to be watched. They need to not be watched. They need to be on a leash. And that leash needs to be yanked on every once in a while just to let them know, hey, you don't do that. You don't do that. Sadly, and I've experienced this working in retail a thousand years ago. I hear about it every now and then. It's usually those fresh out of college, just got their degree. They think they know it all. They think they know more than everybody else. They think they know more than a 100-year-old company on how to run a business and how to lead people, how to manage them. And again, somewhere along the lines, somebody told them something and they latched onto that and nobody was there to correct it. And that's the sad thing. That is the very, very sad thing. But they're going to learn. They will learn. They'll learn that soon people are not going to flock to them. People are not going to turn to them. People are not going to see them as leaders. And they'll circumvent them and go around them to somebody else. And they'll find a true leader. And they'll find the real leaders. And then that's when you know something went wrong with that individual. And if that individual doesn't pick themselves up, doesn't ask for help, then guess what? They're just going to stay right there where they belong. Wow. Very impassioned, very important, but it is, because it has to, it goes on far too long and it keeps popping up every once in a while. And that's why leaders need to keep their people in check, especially the up-and-comers, the ones that are given first-time authority, any kind of authority or power. Somebody's got to be there, put them in check. Basically, what Staff Sergeant Williams did to me is put a boot up my ass and said, don't do it again. I didn't. And sadly, there's nobody around to do that anymore. There's just way too much. Oh, well, you know, no. Sometimes people need to boot up their ass and it's just that simple. So now I'm not saying going around assaulting people, but I'm talking about just opening their eyes and letting them know, hey, this is not tolerated. This is not expected. This is not the standard. Belittling people, talking down to people, being rude to them, demanding things. And the list goes on and on. It just doesn't have to happen. And that's not the standard.
You have been listening to episode 158 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to drop me an email. Let me know what you think of this episode. Email me, dave@davegira.com. Also, don't forget to reach out on Twitter @DaveGira, all one word. Hey, also, I have an Instagram. Follow me there, Dave_Guerra. That's Instagram.com/Dave, D-A-V-E, _Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A. And also, I invite you to, well, visit my Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. Alrighty. Well, listen, I thank you again for listening to episode 158. Join me next time for episode 159, where we continue to focus on lessons on leadership. Until then, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and take care. Be good to each other. Have fun. Enjoy your time. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way that I know, really anybody knows, that to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly, truly great to follow.